Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. It's Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, and Miss Allie Mack. And we are pleased to be joined by NASCAR champion, Mr. Ryan Blaney, driver of the 12 car, previewing the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart down at the newly dubbed Echo Park Speedway. That'll be a Saturday night race. I'm assuming, Ryan, that you enjoy the night racing. Obviously, with it being Saturday night down at Echo Park Speedway next weekend, it's a little bit different. It is a drafting style track. What do you expect to be different this time around as opposed to back in February? It's always an exciting race down at Echo Park Speedway since the redesign, but what do you think is going to be different this time around specifically in regards to this track?
Yeah, it always does, you know, put on an exciting show. And you know, I feel like a place is super tricky because, you know, since the repave, you know, a few years ago, the track changes every time we go back, you know, it just ages every single time. And so now, right, honestly, the handling gets worse and worse every time we go there. So it's, how do you balance that out of, like, since it's a drafting track now, it's like, how do you balance the drag versus downforce side of it? So I feel like every time we go back, that's always the play. It's like, all right, how much grip do we think it lost from the previous race to now? And how do we set our car up? Like, do you tune a little bit more downforce in it to where you can be more aggressive, or hey, you know, you don't want to put too much downforce in it because now you're too slow in the draft. So it's always that little balance, and it's just the unknown of that place. How much grip it loses every single time. That's really tough. But now you add in, right, it's Saturday night. All right, the track's going to be cooler. It's going to have a little bit more grip than what we think. So how do you adjust to that? But it is going to be warm. You know, Saturday night, it's going to be warm here in June. So I love that place. It's a ton of fun. And it's not your typical drafting track like a Daytona Talladega. Like, handling is way worse than those places. I feel like there's more areas to make moves, and if your car is handling well, you can actually drive from the back to the front, as opposed to, it's a little bit tougher at like Talladega, Daytona. So I look forward to going there. We've ran really good there. I'd like to win at that place. I won there before the repave, and we've been close a couple times. I think we run second there by 4 inches you know, a couple years ago. So hopefully we can find our way to victory lane, because that place is so much fun. Fans there are great. And it always puts on a good show, like y'all said.
Yeah, we were both standing there in the back of this dude's 2500 watching that photo finish from the infield. Look, I want to ask you about super speedways, because I heard years ago, I believe your old landlord, Dale Jr., was talking about the difference in, some guys want to ride in the front the whole race, some guys want to ride in the back at super speedways. You seem to be a guy that likes to ride in the front at super speedways. What's the benefit of that as opposed to riding around back until the very end?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like y'all said, everyone has a little bit different mindset at those places. I've always wanted to be up towards the front and kind of controlling as much as you can. Because, like, to me, if I can go out and lead a lane, or, you know, be second row in a lane, like, all right, I'm doing something. I'm making a difference. I'm kind of controlling this race. And hopefully I'm in front of all the chaos. You know, so that's just where I've been most comfortable. That's where me and my team feel most comfortable, me and my spotter. is when we're kind of in control. And you're just really being able to dictate what lane goes where. And like I said, I think it's the safest place as opposed to riding mid pack or two thirds in the back. It just gets more difficult when you go there. Cause then, all right, you're trying to avoid the big one. It could happen right in front of you, but also now you have to make up all that ground at the end of the race. And it's a lot tougher to do than if you're at the front, you're kind of protecting. So it's just where I've been most comfortable. I've found the most success when I can go out and control these things. So I try to find myself up towards the front. It's a lot easier said than done, but that's just been our mindset for a long time.
Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 car, hanging out with us here on the Morning Shift, previewing next weekend's Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. That'll be happening 7 o'clock Saturday night at Echo Park Speedway. Ryan, just a couple more questions for you before we let you go. I don't know if you saw this. Kenny Wallace set off a little bit of a firestorm on Twitter over the weekend, or at least after the race on Sunday. And he was asked about, you know, Richard Childress Racing and some of the things going on over there. And he made a statement that I think you're uniquely qualified to answer. He says there was less competition when Dale Sr. drove for RCR in the NASCAR Cup Series. Obviously, your dad being a driver that was around at that time. What do you think of that? Do you think there's less competition? There was less competition back in the 90s. And do you think it's tougher now with all the teams, honestly, seemingly having a shot given each and every week?
Yeah, that's a tough one to answer, man. I mean, now you're getting into the era questions, right? Like, right, you see in all different sports, right, with people who are like, oh, and you, right, what's the big debate always is Michael Jordan or LeBron or Kobe the GOAT, right? And it's like, well, it's so different eras of the sport. Like, I hate comparing that because it changes all the time. Like do I think somebody in the 90s could jump in a car today and be as good as they once were? No. Do I think I could jump in a car from the 90s and be as competitive back then as I am today? No, just because you're not used to that, right? Like, so that's super hard to compare. Look, winning in any sport in any era is really tough, right? You're trying to beat the best of the best in that certain day and age. So I don't know. I mean, I that's such a tough question. I think it's hard no matter where you're at, no matter what decade, no matter what era, it's super hard to be the best in that generation. So I don't really have an answer on that. I just think, I guess, yes to all of it, to where it's hard no matter where it is, you know.
Fair enough. That's a very safe question. I think you don't really I angered some people with my takes last night on our NASCAR Fantasy League. But, hey, I know you're essentially a third-generation driver, right? Your dad obviously drove. We all watched your dad drive. Do you go to him for advice on things? Do you talk to him often about, you know, each week and everything, or is that something that he's like, you know what, you got your own career and it is different now than when he drove?
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky to still have my dad around and you know, someone that I can go talk to if I just need to. You know, hey, what do you think about this? Or even like during the weekends, like my dad still comes to a lot of races and I'll ask him like, hey man, you know, we'll go to Martinsville. I'm like, hey, go down to turns 1-2, you know, through practice and just look, just watch. And, you know, then we'll talk after practice and I'll be like, well, what do you think? You know, what did you see? You know, who looks good? Does my car look like it needs to do what it's doing? Is someone else doing something different that maybe looks better? Cause he has that knowledge. And, you know, and I trust his knowledge. So I wouldn't say like every week I'm calling him like, man, what do you think about this? But he's just always someone that I can talk to if he's around and I trust his opinion because he just understands, right, the sport and, understands what to look for in certain things. So it's a great relationship that I have with my dad that I'm lucky to have and trust his opinion and I'm able to use him, you know, if I have some questions.
All right, I know you got to go, so we're going to let you go. I just got a couple rapid-fire questions for you. I think you'll be...
We're trying not to nerd out here, Ryan. Sorry about that.
All right, what your favorite Star Wars movie?
It goes either way, man. Phantom Menace was the first one I ever saw, so that's up there, just nostalgia, but I feel like my overall favorite one is Empire.
Oh, that's one I go with always. Your favorite character from Trailer Park Boys?
Man, I didn't really watch a lot of Trailer Park Boys. So I can't give you a good answer, dude. I'm sorry.
You're all good, brother. Are you an iRacing guy?
I'm not. Wow. I'm not.
Okay.
I can't do the sim stuff.
Wow. All right. Who's the one guy that you don't want behind you on the track?
Every one of them. Well, actually, I want every one of them behind me. That's a better answer. I want all of them behind me because that means I'm leading the thing and might win it.
All right, your favorite old school NASCAR gear to wear? Because you wear a ton of it. I see it all. Every time you post a picture, I feel like you're wearing old school gear.
Yeah, I have a lot of cool stuff, man. I'll tell you, one of the coolest things I got is I got a Harry Gantt signed hat when he was in the Bandit, the Skull Bandit car. That's a cool one. If you can find a signature on that stuff, I love wearing that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. All right, man, we appreciate it. I'll let you go. I won't hammer you anymore.
I got one more quick thing before we let you go. Ryan, I've been trying to get Echo Park Speedway to come up with a nickname. I've dubbed it the Echo Chamber. Can I just get a grade on a scale from 1 to 10? The Echo Chamber for Echo Park
Speedway. Echo Chamber? I love that, man.
Yes.
I think that's the best one I've heard so far.
Oh, man, we appreciate it so much. Like I said, try not to nerd out here with Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 car and NASCAR Cup champion. Man, thank you so much for hanging out with us today, and look forward to hoping to see you guys next weekend. Obviously, we'll be at the track doing live radio.
Sounds good, man. Thank you all for having me.
Thanks
for
coming, man. Thank you. And there you have it. That is the interview with Ryan Blaney, driver of the 12 car and Bo's favorite driver, as you could hear him nerd out right there at the end. Start asking him weird questions about what he wears.
Hold on a second. It wasn't a weird question. If you're a NASCAR fan and a fan of Ryan Blaney, you know he has a ton of throwback stuff. It's one of the things that I really like about the dude is he really kind of leans into the heritage of the sport. Which
he's part of the heritage of it. Yeah, I agree with you.
So I just think it's worth it. It was a question that I wanted to ask because I love that gear that he has, and I'm a big Ryan Blaney fan. And that interview was kind of good for me because it reminded me that I pull for a good human being, you know. And I mean, that's what I like. Ryan Blaney's a good dude. I mean, that's what I can say. Can't wait to see him at the driver's meeting.
It's okay,
next week,
man. It's
at
okay.
The Echo Chamber.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and I want to remind people that we'll be down live at the Speedway next Friday morning, a week from today, at the Echo Chamber doing the morning shift down there, probably from the RV again, unless we can meet friends that will, you know, very early in the morning let us climb up on the rooftop once again like we did last year. But we'll do that. We'll also have a Saturday show, a little pre-race show to be able to hang out. All three of us down there having a lot of fun and doing the tailgate at the Echo Chamber. So
Yeah. If Saturday's show, if we don't get back on the top of a hauler, we'll just do it right there by the grill.
Yeah,
by the campfire.
I think there's no doubt about that, and I'm curious if we'll need a campfire at any point because you remember when we were there in February, it was like 18 degrees outside the night before the show. This one's gonna feel a little bit different. Maybe 70 degrees different.
Do you remember putting the flagpole, the 929 The Game flag up? Which I don't know where it is. I think it's in my office. I need to grab that.
Yeah.
But do you remember putting that up and like both of our hands were bleeding because
yes.
It was so cold?
Well, and we didn't feel. All right, we didn't feel our hands getting cut, our knuckles getting cut because we were so numb. like walking inside, I'm like, I'm bleeding profusely. So, yeah, that's not good. Yeah, but look forward to doing that once again.
Going to be completely opposite next weekend with the temperatures up in the 90s. It's going to be fascinating. Now, all morning, we have been talking about the Braves sweep. It's very exciting, but for the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, turn to our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, every Sunday for From the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant will bring you up to date on the latest Braves news with exclusive interviews, analysis that you can only get from the Diamond. And this week's show, it is Sunday at 5. It's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. It's From the Diamond with Grant McCauley this Sunday at 5 o'clock. And speaking of Grant, we've actually got him coming up next. We're going to chat about that phenomenal sweep and what the Braves need to do to keep that momentum going. That is next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. Don't forget to check the 92.9 Morning Shift Twitter this morning, because Bo is working remote for the tailgate at home. You can check out his truck roast. Is that what he's been cooking all morning?
That's right. Yes. Yes.
This right. W sauce binder.
That's right. Meat church rub. I know.
Hey.
What? Yep. Who?
What?
Well, hey, yo.
We're about to welcome in 92.9's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, and the guy that backs my car into the garage when I just don't feel like it.
Grant, look, I got to be honest. Allie's been complaining all day that you have not started on the fence that you're supposed to be building.
Oh, stop.
I mean, she was like, can you come over and help him start the auger to dig the fence post? I was like, whoa. So I'm sure that he's a busy man nonetheless.
No, if you want to start the GoFundMe for the fence, that's a different discussion.
Seriously.
Well, you can get that hooked up, too.
Our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. So, Grant, it was the first time Braves met with the Mets this season. How big was this series win for the Braves?
It was crucial, and I think we knew with what they were about to step into, the 13-game stretch against the NL East opponents that we've been talking about for at least a couple of weeks, especially when the club was in that tailspin, which was, could the Braves season be hanging in the balance or on the brink by the time you get to the end of June? And that is not a familiar feeling for this team. I mean, you're talking about going back almost a decade to feel that kind of way about it, but this was a team that very much needed to start playing some more consistent baseball. At the very least, they needed to start winning consistently. And then when you started looking at the standings, you just kind of wondered, well, the Braves don't do what they need to do against the Mets. I mean, they're going to be buried, right? And that would have been, I think, the outcome. But New York came in on a losing streak, like a couple of other teams that have visited Truist Park in the last month. And instead of getting right, the Braves extended that losing streak. They did so with some great pitching. They did so with a timely hitting. I think everybody kind of played a part, and that was exactly what you needed to see from this team.
Yeah, Grant, Spencer Strider has been phenomenal his last two starts. I mean, you look at the numbers and compared to the four starts before that, is it safe to say that he's found the blueprint to being successful?
He's getting there, and I think that there are a lot of different blueprints for success, but maybe that's a conversation for another time. And he is looking for that velocity and finding it the last couple of starts. That, I think, was step one. More so, well, I tell you what, I'll put that off to the side. You needed to see it because it makes the rest of his arsenal play up, but it was the overall command and the execution of his pitches that Strider's been working very hard on, and I think that is one of the most difficult things for a pitcher that spends a year working to get back, and then obviously he did all the work to get back on the mound and then had to deal with a hamstring issue, which set him back again. So he's dealt with a lot, and I think he's just starting to show that, look, Spencer Strider is still in there. The Spencer Strider that we know and the Spencer Strider that the Braves very much need to see, it was just going to be a process. But if you had any wonders about, okay, well, he dominated the Rockies, but that's just the Rockies. Well, I thought he was as impressive against the Mets yesterday as any start that he's had this year, and that stacking those up one after the other starts to build confidence. And when you put that together with physically everything that he's been going through, I think that he's starting to check the boxes that you need to see to believe that, okay, this guy is going to regain that form and he's going to be a force for the Braves in the rotation.
Grant, I'll go one step further. You were talking about, you know, are we going to be talking about in mid-June the Braves being completely out of this thing and really needing to kind of make a run? I narrowed down to one situation. I thought Tuesday night's game when Francisco Alvarez throws down to second base and, you know, the runner moves up to third, then you win on the sac fly. I thought that one play might have been a catalyst for the entire season, kind of a hinge point, if you will, and, you know, able to kind of springboard this team forward. I think the first two games of the series, the Braves did a nice job taking advantage of, you know, the mistakes from the Mets, but I thought yesterday they took the bull by the horns and actually went out and won the game. What kind of excitement do you have moving forward for guys like Matt Olson with how hot he's been and able to drive in runners in scoring position, along with another of the other players too?
Yeah, I think you needed to see Matt Olson, though, get involved in some of the Braves' bigger and more important touch points in these games, and he certainly did it yesterday. I think that, you know, if you wondered, well, why do you change the third base coach in June? I think we saw, I mean, Freddy Gonzalez, it was the razor's edge that a third base coach walks between, okay, can they execute before this guy and his foot speed can get home? And the answer was no, the Mets could not. And Matt Olson comes sliding across home plate. Little things like that weren't going the Braves' way. And he brought up Luke Williams the other night. That's a play that, you know, think about what happened to Eli White a few weeks ago. I know that was a mistake, and obviously that doesn't represent Eli's entire season, but those were the kind of things that were going wrong for the Braves, even on the bases. Not so much in the field. I think that they played a premium brand of defense, but there were just moments inside games and thus far this season that just felt like they just could not catch a break. So you want to see some of that stuff start happening, but you need to see the middle of the order. That means Matt Olson, Austin Riley, Marcelo Ozuna really picking up the pace, because there are other spots in the order that we've talked about time and again that you're not going to get the premium offense from there. I mean, Nick Allen is playing an incredible shortstop, but you're not looking at him to be a catalyst for the offense. If he wants to keep getting on in front of Ronald Acuna Jr., though, I think the Braves will be happy about that. But in the wake of not getting as much from Ozzie Albies, from Michael Harris for the time being, Sean Murphy and Drake Baldwin, I still think is a nice little timeshare. You've just got to get the big things from the big players, and Matt Olson is one of those guys that you just need to have more from. He knows that. He's been working for it, and it's good to see some of those results finally start to show up for him.
It's the Morning Shift, talking with 92.9 The Game's very own Braves reporter and insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And Grant, Braves, they just handled business with the first-place team in the NL East, and they really built up some good momentum here. Now they're going to Miami to face the last-place team in the NL East, but they can't afford a letdown here, can they?
No, they certainly cannot. And this has been one of the other tests of the Braves season, which is, okay, you go out there, you win a series. Are they back? Are they on track? Are things starting to go their way? And then you end up in a place where you get walked off in a game, and then that turns into a series loss, and then a series loss was followed by another and another and another. And the Braves have just been through that valley a couple of different times this year. Obviously, coming straight out of the gate and losing seven in a row is not how you want to start your season. I would almost argue that what they went through prior to breaking out about a week and a half ago might have actually been worse and maybe more damaging than the initial losing streak to start the season, because you fought so hard to get back to 500 only to then fall eight games below once again. So they can't afford the letdown. They're aware of that. They understand the importance of all of these games that they're playing right now. The Marlins are a team that, you know, has shown some signs at times this year of maybe putting a few things together, but they are who they are, and the Braves need to take advantage of this series.
Grant, let's talk a little bit about Didier Fuentes?
Didier.
I don't know. Yeah. Didier Fuentes and what he's kind of bringing to the table and how that kind of moves around the other pieces in the starting rotations as you look to be playing the Mets, obviously, again Monday.
Well, I think that the real thing that this does is just continue to try to find ways to line up the rotation the way that you want to against the Mets and to a lesser extent maybe against the Phillies as well. But this is a guy that pushed himself into a position where they could look at him as a viable option to at least get a look at the big league level. And we've seen stranger things happen than somebody coming up and getting a look and then all of a sudden being a factor in the rotation. The Braves have gotten that most recently, I think, from Spencer Schwellenbach, and that would certainly be a nice outcome. But this is a just turned 20-year-old, you know, prospect who does not have a ton of innings under his belt, is obviously got a rocket ship attached to his back in reaching the big leagues, but they believe the stuff will play up. And the Marlins, I think, is a good assignment for him first time out of the gate to get his feet wet in the major leagues. Now, how long he'll be around, I don't know. I'm not really thinking that this is going to be a six-man rotation kind of thing for a long period of time, but we'll see what exactly the Braves decide to do with him and what he does with this showcase.
Well, to that point, look, what Chris Sale did Wednesday night was, I mean, just phenomenal. I just for the record, not that you asked, but I have no issue with the way Snitker handled it at all. I don't want him going really past 115 pitches on a Wednesday in June. But seeing how well he pitched on extra rest, and maybe if this kid comes and just is phenomenal, maybe there's a little bit of hand of adding that six-man rotation. And also, Grant, it's hard for me to imagine how all I hear is how bad the Braves farm system is. Yet every year they bring up two to three players, end up becoming, you know, stalwarts in either the rotation or the bullpen or the roster.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. I mean, you don't have to be the number one organization in baseball from a minor league perspective to have useful players come up and make a difference. Now, where it becomes obviously maybe a little bit more useful is when you need to maybe make an impact trade and move a couple of those players to get somebody else at the major league level that's a little bit more proven to make those kind of deals happen. But I think kind of putting that aside, the six-man rotation idea is one that I think that is kind of a fluid situation. They can also use the off days to reset some. So the big question becomes, can we afford to carry a true six starter who doesn't really work out of the bullpen and go a reliever short for a long period of time? That was something that they couldn't do during that stretch of 17 consecutive games that they played, about a month ago. And I don't know that going forward they necessarily want to commit to that over the long term for the rest of the season. Certainly, it's a fluid situation. They can sort it out. But it's nice to have options. And especially when you lose an A.J. Smith-Shawver, for example, to know that there is somebody else that can come in and step in from your minor league system is nice to see. And the Braves have had a pretty good run of that, even as a quote-unquote bottom-tier farm team. You had Rookie of the Year Michael Harris and Spencer Strider and Spencer Schwellenbach. We've seen Drake Baldwin this year, and there have been others mixed in as well. But the Braves do find a way to at least identify players that they believe in, even if they don't have all the prospect hype in the world behind them from a national perspective.
Yeah, pretty much the opposite of bottom tier there as you list off those names. Well, we will see how Didier does and the Braves handle Miami. Grant, as always, thank you for the time.
Get busy on that
fence,
Grant. All
right, thanks, everybody.
I hope you find the blueprint for the fence.
I'll look for it.
That's Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game's very own Braves reporter, insider, and host of From the Diamond. And this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, we are going to run down the top 20 most important Falcons one more time, and we've got a Life of Squid.
Last night, the San Diego Dodgers game had a brawl, potentially, but the bigger story that's being kind of missed was the robbery of an immaculate inning. We'll talk about it next. Morning Shift Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
App. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thank goodness. Thank goodness it's Friday.
Yes. We're limping towards the weekend right now.
It is.
We're not limping. We're rolling. This show has flown by. What are you talking about?
It absolutely has flown by. This entire week has absolutely flown by.
That's a great point.
We are the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan, keeping us on track sometimes. And it is.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Hey, I do what I can. he's limping towards the weekend.
It is 79 days until the Falcons take on the Bucks at Mercedes-Benz.
It's a good number.
Which 20 guys are most important for that win for this season? Mike and Bo have made their picks. They had healthy debates. There were only a few times that we had raised voices on this decision-making. Do you guys want to run down your top 20 once
more? I can do that for us. And I think it's important to kind of put a bow on this thing as we end the week and in discussion about top 20 most important players. So here we go. Number 20 was Charlie Warner. Number 19, Troy Anderson. Number 18, Mike Hughes. 17, Arnold Ebiketie. 16, Ruka Roro. 15, James Pierce. 14, Caleb McGarry. 13, A.J. Terrell. 12, Younghoe Koo. 11, Darnell Mooney. Number 10 was Caden Ellis. Number 9 was Leonard Floyd. Number
Hold
8,
on,
David.
Number 4 was A.J. Terrell.
Yeah.
13.
13 was Chris Lindstrom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Got in the zone again. Sorry. And I don't know how I forgot Chris Lindstrom. 8, David Onyemata. 7, Jalen Walker. 6, Ryan Neuzel. 5, Drake London. 4, A.J. Terrell. There you go. 3, Jesse Bates. 2, Bijan Robinson. And number 1, very obviously for this team. But and Bo brought this up for an NFL-wide conversation a minute ago, Michael Penix, the quarterback. I was trying to think when you brought that up, Bo, I was trying to think if there is another quarterback in the NFL that's not the most important player on their team. I don't know if I can come up with one. I would say that the Eagles are close. I would say that the Lions are probably pretty close.
Yeah, but you got to look at who they have behind them, and can those guys step in and do the things? Because I think it's a solid point about the Eagles. I think that's probably the most solid one because of the everything you have. But their offense, especially the last 2 years of the Eagles, was built on like Jalen Hurts running with the football. And, you know, the tush push is a play that changes greatly without Jalen Hurts, and the guy behind the center. I think that they would be a – I think the Eagles could be a playoff team without Jalen Hurts. I'm not sure if they're a Super Bowl contender without Jalen Hurts, just because of how they want to use him.
What about Brock Purdy? Most important player.
I think Brock Purdy's. Because maybe Christian McCaffrey.
That's kind of where I was leaning. Yeah,
but we have Bijan too, and it's very similar. We have Bijan number two on our list because Brock has weapons, but you look back and he's been as good as anybody Kyle's had there at utilizing them and playing within the system. I get frustrated when people say they shouldn't have paid him because I think that's just a dumb take because they should have paid him. That's why they did. But I don't know if anybody does a better job than NFL right now of distributing the ball to the weapons they have when they are all healthy. I think Brock does a phenomenal job at that.
Next question is, the next team that comes to mind is the New Orleans Saints. Like, who's the most important player for the New Orleans Saints right now? Is it Tyler Shuck? Because, I mean, we're assuming he's going to be the starting quarterback as a second-round draft pick. You could make the argument, though, that Alvin Kamara is much more important for him for that team right now.
Well, I think who's pulling the strings of that? Look, let's go to it last year. The Saints weren't the wheels came off when Carr got injured. I mean, that's when that team's season went downhill. It gets Dennis Allen fired, essentially. It all starts. There's a reason why you've got guys getting paid like $55 million a year to play the position, because it all starts. If you can't score. And, you know, you can win with a game manager, because that's what people call Brock Purdy. Whether it's right or wrong, I think that is what he is, but he does it at an elite level. He manages the game at an elite level. But that position, you just can't start a most important position list without the quarterback.
I do have a quick question about your list of the top 20 most important Falcons this season. Are we going to keep track of this, and are there going to be amendments throughout the season as you're seeing how the pieces are all starting to come together?
I can already tell you, and I know that Bo kind of agree with this, there's always, in the NFL, there's always going to be amendments. There's always going to be injuries. I think that when we started making this list, though, there were numerous positions, and we both had strong safeties on our personal top 20s. We did not include that position on this list. But you do look at Troy Anderson and Divine Diablo, how that position and how much Jalen Walker factors into the off-ball linebacker. We also, and we mentioned, I think Younghoe Koo was, what, number 12? He's got to go out and win that position, too. Lenny Craig is going to be matching up with him, and Younghoe Koo has had a rough couple of years when it comes to clutch kicks. I know he's had some injuries here and there, but he has not really carried that baton of late. So, yeah, there will be amendments. There will guys be slotted in. There guys be taken out. You will have injuries here and there. And you also, Bo, correct me if I'm wrong, you look at guys that you hope rise into this list. I hope that Kyle Pitts is part of this list and looking back on the 25 season at being one of the top 10 most important players on this team. I hope that, you know, DeMarco Helms slops in or D. Alford. There's a number of guys that I hope kind of rise into those spots.
There's 22 starting spots, offense and defense. You're not counting special teams. There's 22. This is a 20-person list. So it's very likely that someone gets hurt and steps into that spot, or someone outshines someone. You know, the nickel position is one where Billy Bowman could find a way to win that job and be the defensive rookie of the year out of nowhere. We don't know. James Pierce, who is 15, could end up being top five if he goes and gets like 6 to 10 sacks, right? Absolutely, Allie, and I think that's part of it. But when you know, the whole point of the list is to talk about the guys that you think are important, that you think needs to perform at a certain level for this team to be successful.
Yeah,
and I think you know that. I don't think that's what you're. I don't think you were saying that. That's not it. But I kind of hope there is an amendment or two. I kind of hope someone outperformed, because that's
how about a name like Braylon Trice? I hope that we're forced to talk about Braylon Trice by the end of the year, and some of the other, you know, JD Bertrand or whoever, Brandon Dorlus. I hope those guys force their way into this conversation for sure.
Absolutely, because it means things have changed and for the better. because it also doesn't mean that one of these guys had a bad year either. So there's a lot to there. Looking at one of my the Al Inn lagers right now in my mini fridge right here. I got the glass, the clear door, and I'm looking at one. I'm like, man, it looks good, but it's only 8:50 in the morning. I don't think I can have one yet. And my friends at Baron Burton's, the W Sauce Fireshire breakfast sauce too, and the everyday hot sauce, all available at thewsauce.com. You can go there, use the promo code SQUID.
S-Q-U-I-D.
A little more enthusiasm, but I appreciate it.
S-Q-U-I-D.
What does that spell?
Squid.
That's right. And that'll give you 15% off your order today. You can also go check it out at all the Publixes. They got BOGOs. Look, last night, crazy. First off, I'll tell you before I get there, we got the chuck roast going. It's right around temperature where I can wrap it, but I'm going to try to get through the stall without wrapping because wrapping always ruins my bark, and I like a good bark.
Well,
but anyways,
Texas crutch.
That's right.
But what did you say about wrapping your meat? Oh, sorry.
Well, sometimes it can be very important, you know, because if you don't wrap it, the meat can dry out.
Y'all got issues.
Sometimes.
Man.
I was just waiting for someone to
y'all
say.
Y'all got issues.
But personally, I don't want to wrap it. I like to let it cook through the stall because it gets the best bark. So anyways, let's get to what happened last night at Dodger Stadium. The Padres and the Dodgers, look, guys, they're rivals, okay? Whether we realize it or not, it's not something we think about. And, you know, you got Yamamoto on the mound. Guy's been a phenomenal pitcher this year. And he is one strike away from an immaculate inning. I'm sorry, Mike, what's that? What is an immaculate inning in baseball? Well, that's when you get three strikeouts on nine pitches, just for you people that might not know what that is. And his 0-2 pitch to the third batter sounded like this.
Here's the 0-2. It is! Oh, no! Marvin Hudson cost him an immaculate inning.
I mean, that's not even close. That is... Wow.
Marvin!
I mean, that wasn't even border. That wasn't even borderline or anything. I mean, that was borderline middle.
Oh, can we get ABS on loan for the night from AAA?
Goodness.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Winds up striking out the side, but a much more routine version of it.
I
thought about
Joe
the ABS,
Davis.
Too. As soon as that happened, I was like, okay, ABS next year. There you go. Just go ahead and tap your head and challenge that thing, because then you'll have the immaculate inning.
I know, and that's Joe Davis and Eric Karras on the call. And, you know, Joe Davis does the Fox games with Smoltz. Mike. It might have been high on me and might have been low on you, but it was right down the pipe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't – that was like – I think it was 96 right down the pipe. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And it sucks because then he strikes him out, you know, one pitch later, and you're just like, dude, what are we doing? How do you – did you just not want him to have it?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of it was a few weeks ago in the college baseball playoffs where the runner got hit by a line drive and it ended the game and we thought it was a perfect game. And it turns out that actually goes as a hit and then the runner is actually out instead of it being a ground ball and out at first base. I don't know if y'all remember that situation, but it was so frustrating. It was like,
yeah.
It was like they're celebrating. They're like, wait a second. You actually had to rule that a hit, I think. Either that or a fielder's choice, and it completely ruined the moment. It was like one of those frustrating things, but yeah.
Do you remember the one a long time ago, and the umpire is passed? It was probably maybe 10 years ago or longer, and it's a no-hitter, and he calls the guy safe, and there's no replay then.
Yeah, I remember those two guys ended up going to the ESPYs and presenting an award together. And it's crazy. The umpire and the starting pitcher are like, yeah, so everybody can be friends. Check this out. We've come to terms with this. I've forgiven him for messing up my no-hitter. Frustrating, to say the least.
What's the bigger bummer, this immaculate inning not going through or Chris Sale not getting his complete game the other night?
This, the immaculate inning. Because it's so rare. I mean, it's even more rare than a complete game. Also, I have no issue with what Snitker did. None at all. Chris Sale throwing 107. I was surprised he brought him back to begin with in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
I didn't really see the point of that to begin with. But to him pulling him there, I mean, why not? Like, just – I don't – the last thing
Let's
we need
risk
is –
not risk it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need Chris Sale throwing 120 pitches in June.
Yes, yeah, well, and especially, and it was. We talked about the weather earlier today. It was definitely a little more steamy Wednesday than it was last night, so that's definitely something to keep an eye on as well.
Also, that game I was talking about, that was Armando Galarraga's game.
That's right.
Pitcher,
yep.
And it was Jim Joyce, the umpire.
It was the Tigers, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and if I'm not, I'm pretty positive Jim Joyce is now, he passed away. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he just retired. Yeah, I think he just retired, but that's good.
That's good.
Probably something we won't speculate on. Just I don't know.
Well, yeah, but I think it was just him retiring in 2016. That game that I was talking about, that happened in 2010. So it was a near perfect game. Man, that's 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Wow.
Holy smokes.
Well, okay. That is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
Stay cool, Atlanta.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.